This is Kelly.
This is Ben.
And we're from the band
Geronimo.
For the podcast
Indiesomnia.
Listening to the Green Room Sessions on Indiesomnia, and that was Design Yourself a Heart off the brand new full-length album Fuzzy Dreams from local band Geronimo. I've got two members of the band here today to talk about their music, so why don't you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves.
My name is Kelly.
My name is Ben, and we're in Geronimo.
I play the guitar.
And I play the keyboards.
Both of us sing, sometimes.
Sometimes? Do you sometimes sing together? Do you each sometimes sing lead? Or
yeah, we do a little bit. We try to do a little harmony stuff, but generally one of us takes the lead.
So, we just listened to a track off your new album, Fuzzy Dreams. I understand that's coming out at the end of the month, and you have an album release show coming up.
Well, yeah, we just finished up this our first full-length album, and we actually just got it today in the mail. It'll be officially released at our show at Shuba's, April 30th, with our friends Kidney Blue Mountains and Inspector Owl and Polar Opposite Bear from Wichita. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to that show and just having our CD out there. I think, in particular, too, this lineup is really exciting for us because these are all our friends' bands and people that we've known, you know, for a long time, and it'll be just a nice atmosphere to have just friends that we're playing with.
So what was it like recording the album? Did you guys go to a studio, or did you do it yourselves, or how'd you do it?
Yeah, we both did it the same way that we did all of our other recordings, too. We just set up, we borrowed our friends' nice equipment. We have some nice friends with nice stuff, and they let us borrow it for like a weekend. We just spent a few weekends holed up, and Ben's parents have a house in Rockford that's just empty most of the time, so they let us come ahead and set up all our stuff just like in the living room on like the hardwood floors, and there was a nice like natural reverb sound in some of the rooms that we used to record vocals and things, and we just kind of took our time with it, and it was just pretty fun because once you set up everything and everything was set to record for the whole rest of the weekend, we could just record whenever we wanted to for days, you know, and pretty relaxed atmosphere all around. I don't think we had anything in mind as far as like, okay, well, you know, this is what we want things to sound like, this is how we'd done like a trial and error. Josh came with us and helped us kind of get the sounds that we wanted, he thought that we should get, and he's got a good ear for that, so it ended up being pretty good. I think it turned out to be pretty cohesive.
Yeah. It's actually the third time that we've tried to record something like an album or an EP in that house, so I think that helped too. It was kind of like we knew what we wanted to do in terms of where stuff should go and where we should set up, and you know, what rooms sounded good for this and that, which was helpful. And it was actually the last song on the album, Judgment Day, it was almost just like a recording project. We didn't have it really. We didn't have it as a song before we started recording Fuzzy Dreams. And we just kind of took, I think, a day where we didn't have much to do, or, you know, we were, you know, far enough along that we could take a day to just kind of mess around. And that was kind of the product of just having some friends come over and do that. There's actually some of the horns at the end are some of our friends that live in Rockford that I used to play in a band with a long time ago. That just came in, and you know, we just decided to throw some horns at the end and just see what kind of happened, and I think that turned out pretty well. It was just a fun little experiment there at the end.
Now, were there any tracks that you were particularly proud of off the album?
There's a track called Table Legs. Most of our tracks start out as just, you know, jams, because we just get together and usually just start playing. I think mostly out of just like nobody's really paying attention, someone just starts playing something and then everybody else kind of follows suit, and then just like, well, 15 minutes later, and then like, but and then luckily a lot of the times we record that stuff, so we listen back to it, and it was just like this one riff, just I can even just do it, it was dan 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 for like 20 minutes, and it just sounded really heavy on the jam, and we're like, how the crap do we make this into a song? But we managed to make it into a song, and it took a long time. It was a process. There was some tearing out of hair and like some dead ends. But once it came together, we were all really happy and with it, and kind of just like, wow, that just came out of that little thing. And then we recorded it, and the recording turned out really well, I think. I think that's the one we're most proud of. It's a long song. It just took a while. But everything, I think, all the songs on the record, I think, are the ones that we even ditched out one that we were all really happy with, but didn't feel like felt like it might be too long. So all the ones that you hear, we're all very proud of.
And for those listeners who are still on the fence about going to the show, why don't you tell us a bit about your live music? What's it like to hear Geronimo live?
I just think we mostly rely on like just being loud. I just really like loud three pieces. That always seems to appeal to me, just because I like the fact that three people can make that much noise. You know, I just like the idea of the power three piece, and I always like that. I don't know. We don't really think about our live show too much, I guess, just because we like to play the song so much that I think that there's an energy that comes off, I think, from just playing them naturally.
I think there's, to a certain extent, we do. Obviously plan what songs we're going to play, and, you know, different like interludes and things like that. Not to the point where, you know, we have a strict set list that's, you know, for sure. But I think most bands do that. That's not something that's really unusual. It's a thrill. Yeah, it's definitely thrilling to play live.
Well, that sounds like a fun time. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. Thank you all for listening. Head out to Shuba's on April 30th. That's a Friday night at 9 p.m. There's a lot of good bands on that bill, so it should be a really fun time. Plus, you get a chance to pick up a copy of Geronimo's new album, Fuzzy Dreams, for yourselves. I'm going to leave you today with another song off the album, some brand new world premiere music. It's Geronimo, Approaching the Skyline, on Indiesomnia. Take care, and I'll catch you on the flip side.